BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
Today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. Includes, is a beard in a relationship a game changer? A lot of people say it is.
Yeah, this is something I brought to the table yesterday. And I'll go further than that, Scott, and say, are you almost cheating if you're going out with someone that doesn't look anything like they did at the start? You know, with the beard gone and that.
Yeah. Also, keep listening to find out if I lose again on bangers, probably. And Nicole, our listener from Pontypridd, gives us a list of her favourite celebs that she would absolutely love to interview. You might be surprised by some of the names.
Scott Mills.
I am still completely in awe of the Radio 1 escape room. God, was that yesterday?
I know. Well, this time yesterday, it was getting right to the end of it, wasn't it? Really exciting.
It was so great, you know. And I bet Greg slept rather well last night.
Yeah.
In that bed, which you also got in when he was in the escape room.
Well, they were talking about this earlier, weren't they? Yes, I was on the, his wife's side of the bed by the looks of it.
Hmm.
Which would explain some of the hostility I've received.
Have you now?
Yeah, I get it, though. It was a bit last minute, wasn't it? And, I think she's fine. I think he's fine. But I just took an opportunity, didn't I?
I just don't see what the need was to remove everything.
No, but be honest. If you get into, I'm not saying like a famous person's house, but somewhere of interest, you want to use the toilet, don't you? You've sent me pictures from the loo at, that sounds weird, but like, I'm sure, was it Buckingham Palace or number 10?
Number 10,
or something
yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, it was the toilet's number 10.
Yeah.
Really nice, actually. Banging toilets in there.
It's just, if you're in these situations, it's worth doing, isn't it?
Yeah, but like, I'm not sure I'd get into their bed. Anyway, I've watched the, the door falling down video and the pyros going off as he leaves the escape room. I've watched it so many times.
Well, I love that. We've never had pyros for anything.
Well, I'm saying, I've just retweeted it, I would like now if every show over there, that door could fall down at 4 and there'd be fireworks on the exit every day at 4 p.m.
Scott Mills.
Charlotte in Manchester met a guy in Australia when he was doing Movember and he was hot. Then convinced him in January to shave it because it was way past November. Didn't fancy him anymore.
It can just really change your perception, can't it?
Totally. Tony, your wife prefers you without a beard.
Yeah, we have a few bets, and if I lose a bet, I normally have to shave my beard off.
See, that's an interesting one, because what I'm seeing in most relationships is that people don't like the change. It's the change that shocks them.
She likes me clean shaven. I like the beard. It's you know.
That's a funny phrase, isn't it? She likes me clean shaven. It's like, when you actually think about that as a phrase, it's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
She likes me hairless.
Yeah. Are you hairless now or not?
I am now, because I lost yet another bet with her.
Smooth as an otter. Why are you betting? Why are you doing hair bets with your wife?
Who decides bets whether you shave a beard
kind of
off or not?
The excitement in your relationship. That's the kicks there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
What happens if she lost?
It's all off.
February.
This is BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Today, we have been doing some filming this morning in a very hipster area of London. I felt that I needed a beard, a bicycle and a flat white immediately.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? Loads of people have been sending me pictures of you in a beard since this whole beard chat going on.
I don't like it.
Well, a lot of people do.
I look like a fatter Ryland.
But anyway, I know what you mean. It was good fun this morning. Did you just say what it was, where
no.
We were?
Yeah.
Because it was well random.
Okay, so we were in a large adult ball pit.
That happens.
In East London. And we'll be able to tell you why tomorrow. And it's a big announcement.
Mm.
And I'm bored of people on the radio going, it's big, you won't want to miss it, but you actually won't.
Yeah.
Something really exciting and big to tell you, and we'll do that at 3 p.m. tomorrow.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Nathan, are you with or without beard?
I am with beard.
Okay, what's your story then?
Basically, me and the wife were sitting down on the couch one night watching TV, and suddenly there was a rush of flames that went past my mouth and up my nose, and it turned out the wife had sparked a lighter underneath my chin, just to basically see what would happen.
She set you on fire?
That's really bad.
it didn't physically scar me, obviously. My hands were putting it out as quick as it had gone on fire, but yeah, she wanted to see what would happen, so she burnt my beard.
Well, it's kind of obvious what would happen, no?
She didn't realise this at the time.
That's quite twisted in a way, isn't it?
Who knew that lighters set things on fire?
Yeah.
I know, especially hair and beards. Mm.
Love that you're laughing about it, though.
How we laugh.
What an odd relationship.
How we laugh when the wife set me on fire.
Well, you have to laugh about these things. Right. But I ended up getting my own back because I shaved it all completely off and looked like a...
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Hey, guess what, everyone? If you're a regular listener, you'll know this is always happening, like always. Chris is not prepared an outfit for the Brit Awards tonight.
No, I'm going to... I'm just looking for inspiration. I actually thought I'd have time this morning, but forgot we were filming something.
Yeah.
So that's not happened.
So what part of not bringing a suit in do you not understand?
No, it's cool. We'll find a way. I'm thinking of going like Pete Wicks this year, Pete the Pirate.
I was
going to
say, who is your inspo this year?
I want to go a bit cooler, like that.
Right.
Rag and Bone looks wicked, but I think he's a larger bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, I think that style, it looks amazing on the larger gentleman. I mean, I can't see it on you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'd be interested to know what people would actually think would work well. I'm thinking more Ben Shepherd than Daniel Craig. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, be honest about it.
If anyone could help us here, because he's really... Well, you've got to rush to the shops after the show. But who should his fashion inspiration be for the Brits this year?
And don't need to be funny about it.
Yeah, like actually being serious, you know?
It's interesting to see what people think would work for someone like me, sort of average.
Well, Bobby Norris.
No, but you see, that's ridiculous.
No, it's not. Oh. He dresses very well. From Towie.
Yeah, but he's the one with the half pants, isn't he?
Yeah, not that picture.
Anyway, in other Brits news,
let us know.
I've had an absolute mare.
Right, so I am in a new WhatsApp group just created by Chris, desperately trying to get a ticket for a party after the Brit Awards
it's
tonight.
It's like a plus one thing.
And it's to someone who could possibly sort Chris out. But numbers, we've been told, are extremely tight. And the likelihood of him getting a ticket is small, but he has put that he'll do anything. And it's classic because there's been no reply from this person.
What I'm trying to do is be a bit funny about the situation, so I've also put up a picture. And
that
this
picture
is the last thing on the group of, I don't know if you've seen the Fyre Festival documentary, but Andy.
Yeah. See, and also the icon is also Andy now saying that you'll do anything, and there's
nothing.
Still there's literally no reply.
He's not replying.
I'm really enjoying it.
Scott Mills.
Surely you can get Chris into the Brits party, Scott. I really can't.
No, it's not. Oh, it's a complicated situation. The problem is here, the joke has backfired. I said I'd do anything.
Yeah.
I don't have that level of banter with this man called Sam.
No, you don't even know him that well, and you've kind of overstepped it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've overstepped how friendly you are with him, because you're not really.
I like him.
Yeah, no, I like him, but like you're not. To send that message?
It's the kind of... Yeah, anyway.
All right, so we received an email earlier. I've not told you this yet. And it's from Rachel, and it's really sweet. Can I read it to you?
Yeah.
Hey, Scott. After being single for another Valentine's, I started thinking about what I'm looking for in a man, and I realised I'm basically looking for someone exactly like Chris Stark.
Right.
Top bants, quite normal...
Yeah.
Mainly the top bants thing. I've even been listening to his Peter Crouch podcast when I know nothing about football. I've been on dating apps for years, and I've just met loads of bores and loads of gym heads. So I wondered if Chris has any friends that are really similar to him, or if there's any Radio 1 listeners that would describe themselves as very similar to Chris that you could set me up with.
That's interesting.
I'm in Bournemouth, but willing to travel a bit, and they must be over 5'10". Here's my Insta, etc., blah, blah, blah.
That's really interesting, because it'd be interesting to find people like me.
Hope you can help me find a legend like Chris.
Nah, that's too much. But I completely I actually relate to that, right? Obviously, I'm married.
Yes.
But when you have been single for quite a long time, I'm exactly the type of person you consider that you should be going with.
Yeah, but after you've been single for a bit.
sort
for
of
some time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Settling.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of person you're never going to come up to me in a club.
No, no. But what I say is you are like upper average.
Yeah, upper average describes me amazing.
Do you think? Actually,
yeah, I think that's a bang on description.
Like, you're not like up there, but like, yeah.
Shall I tell
I
you
think
what
upper
is,
average
with,
is good.
With someone like me, all right, I'm not going to be, you're not going to get excited about receiving a picture from me.
No.
But what you are going to enjoy is a pizza.
Yeah.
And good food and stuff like that.
You're a good normal guy.
That's what I mean. Upper average.
Yeah. Like average height, really average music taste.
Sort of all right
super,
face.
Super average dress sense. But yeah, so I would say top end of average.
Yeah. Yeah. But work on Radio 1.
Right. So there we are.
Do you know what I mean?
That's what gets you into the higher echelons.
Upper average.
Yeah. Now I've got Rachel on the line. Have you got Rachel here? Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. Why is it, would you say, is it because upper average?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, that's probably the sort of way I'd describe myself as well. Like, not anything, you know, nothing
special.
Outstanding as such, but still really good all round.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was interesting seeing who gets in touch now to see if they're in that sort of category as well. But yeah, I sort of like wallow in this kind of area. In fact, do you know what? Every now and then, you catch me on the right kind of photo, I look better than I am.
Yeah, that's true. You do sometimes photograph quite well.
Yeah. But generally, I would say if it was a first date, you'd think, oh, it's not quite what I imagined. But then we'd have a conversation. It'd be like, actually, there's something about this guy.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I've ended up in an amazing relationship, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
Because of that.
Mm. Yeah, all right. So, Rachel, someone similar, that's what you're looking for, right? Like,
yeah, same close to.
Yeah, same level of banter kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can get some of these people that are getting in touch on and see how similar they are. And I'm sure we can figure out some kind of test.
Yep. So we're looking for someone exactly like Chris. Like, nothing special, but...
Totally achievable.
Yeah, realistically achievable.
Safe,
definitely.
Safe. Do you know what I would say? Safe.
Safe pair of hands.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm just doing it to annoy you.
The brass.
Yeah.
I'm immune to it now. Do you know what's amazing is occasionally... In fact, this happened last time. You'd actually left the studio when that song was playing.
Yeah.
I'd played it. Didn't put in any brass. And we had loads of messages from people going,
yeah,
you guys are ruining that song. And it's like, well, no, that's his own.
No, I mean, there is a lot of brass in there, but I just like to add in slightly ones that are on the wonk.
I know. The worrying thing is when people don't realise that it's just the brass that's in the song.
Yeah.
And are still having a go.
I know.
So you're ruining it for everyone.
Yeah.
Also, is that on tonight? Isn't he performing?
Tonight, yeah. That's going to be a big performance
so,
later.
I mean, the extra brass, are you going to bring some along with you? That could be good, couldn't it? Can you imagine if you brought along the odd horn or trombone and just stood up?
Have you been to that venue? It's like airport security.
Yeah.
You can't just whisk a horn through.
Have you tried before?
No. I wouldn't try. There's no point.
I'm just wondering, a couple of drinks in, you standing up with a trombone would
Yeah, that's going to be big later. Calvin with Dua Lipa, Sam Smith and Rag & Bone Man. Calvin Harris is talking to us after 3:30. Shall we bumbleo? I think we should. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Yes.
Maddie.
Requested by Gemma in Oxford, this old clip from Joan Collins on Inuit Bingo.
Sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
That was always on.
Josh the kitchen fitter wants grumpy ill Chris Stark from last Wednesday.
What do you want now?
Can you play bangers, please?
Yeah, all right.
What are you eating?
Cheese on toast.
So grump. Freddie asked for the classic Tina Dehealy Peppa Pig moment on Radio 1.
Labour's leader Jeremy Corbyn is calling for unity. There's been a heated row over claims there's a hard left plot to take over the party. Unite boss Len McCluskey's described the claim as ridiculous.
If only there was some somebody.
Well, that's clearly the wrong clip. That's Peppa Pig, or the voice of. And at Newspeak's Facebook page, you can meet 15-year-old Harley Bird, who for the last 10 years has been the voice of Peppa Pig. Here she is.
Shocking. Unbelievable.
Again, that's not her.
Still great, a classic.
It's such a good set of circumstances behind that.
Dean in Burton on Trent, because I played it yesterday, just wants Mrs. Doubtfire going, hello.
Hello! Hello!
Great one.
Craig in Brighton wants the guy, the frostbite guy.
Oh, God, it's wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, good, you wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
And from a recent Inuna Bingo, Helen on the M62 wants this from Martin Clunes.
Now, look, Valentine's Day's coming up. Are you a romantic failure?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Will you be doing something special?
Oh, yes, we never miss that one, yes, yes,
good.
Yes.
Because you look...
I was just thinking, because I do remember a time I gave my wife a pearl necklace in the Maldives.
Here we go, halfway through the week, everyone. This is why we party. Okay, who have we got? Eloise saying, please dress like Pete the Pirate from Towie at the Brits tonight. Chris.
News on this, he's actually been on. He's been in contact saying, I can dress like him. If I want his help, we're considering it.
Wow. We've got Kish and Ryan celebrating Ryan's birthday on their way to Liverpool.
Riley bumbling in sunny Jersey right now.
Hello, or rather,
hello
to Ryan from Leicestershire, who is pruning Christmas trees. What are you doing, mate? Not even Christmas.
Another Ryan. It's Ryan's birthday eve. Him, Kish and Ryan. Oh, well, assume that Ryan on the way to Liverpool.
Yeah. Tim bumbling his gloves off at Martial Arts for You in Doncaster. Georgia, on the way to work in Peterborough. Kate, who started a new job 2 weeks ago, but today is live bumbling. Because it's half term. She's nice. Like, oh, I've missed this so much. So glad it's Wednesday.
Nat, Lizzie and Jade bumbling their business bums off on the way to a meeting in Leicester. Loving the horns.
Yeah. Rob the plumber, he's always on, yeah, in Hull. He's what you would call a regular. Adam, who's got an interview at 3 p.m. and is having a little dance to the Gypsy Kings to calm his nerves. Oh, this is so ridiculous. Why do we do this every week? It's been on ages.
I love it.
Here we go. Len, Arlene. Oh.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Some people are new to Bumbleo as well. Welcome along, like George, who's texted in slightly wrong. Just says George doing it under a gazebo in Dorridge.
Okay, cool. He'll get the idea. Hello, Tom and Kings, Lynn. Mark in Cornwall. Ben Richardson from Luton. Will in Norfolk. Sam and Dan and Steve building a house in Midsummer Norton. And Richard bumbling on his way to Edinburgh.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Ryan, who is listening especially to hear our listener Nicole today. Do you remember we spoke to Nicole before and she'd never actually been on a plane before the trip that her boyfriend of the time got her to Amsterdam? And she had questions like, for instance, are there traffic lights in the sky like there are on roads? It's a perfectly normal question.
Yeah.
You know, like, do the planes stop and make way for other planes?
She just has a great take on the world.
So Nicole is back on just after 3 and it's bangers next. I'll probably lose, but cool anyway, eh?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Chris.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, where are you today?
Belfast, Northern Ireland.
How's the dating going? I hear you've been on the apps.
Not too good. I was actually on a date there on Saturday and I haven't heard back from her, so not great.
Oh, what completely ghosted?
Yeah, tricky.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well, what's the go-to date place for you?
In Belfast. Just head into town, just go out for some dates, you know.
Yeah. It's good, Belfast.
Really. Yeah, it's brilliant.
A meal for a first date, though. I'm not sure.
I know it was a bit mundane, but I couldn't really think of anything else, so I was just like, right, okay, we'll just go out for some food.
Yeah, you know what you need, mate? Giant ball pond.
Mm. Honestly, we went to a giant ball pit earlier, and we're already planning a party there. It was so much fun. You'll find out why we went there tomorrow.
Okay, well, I'll bear that in mind for my next date.
We were saying earlier with Chris here, there's a guy called, called Rachel, who says she wants someone exactly like Chris Stark, who sat opposite me. And we've worked out why. It's because he's kind of upper average. Is that how you describe yourself?
Yeah, I actually heard that earlier, yeah. So it was like kind of thinking,
So you're kind of the same? You put yourself in the same kind of area, would you?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Yeah, upper average.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with it.
Safe pair of hands.
Safe, yeah, that was another good description word. Yeah, loads of people were on about this earlier. I'm just trying to get to some of the messages where people had other descriptions from it. I saw someone updated their profile picture, but profile to say exactly what we were saying earlier as well. I thought it actually sounded quite appealing.
Yeah, no, it is.
Sometimes it's better to just be honest,
right.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I bet loads of people have updated their bios after what we said. Okay, Chris, okay, this is what I've got for you on Bangers today. Help me, I need the help. Hole in the head, sugar babes. Is that true?
10.
I've lost 10 straight, losses. Sorry, Chris. I've lost 10 times in a row. Yeah.
10 in a row. I mean, that's a record, surely.
Yeah, it's not good.
That's, I mean, that's over 2 weeks.
Yeah, right.
Okay, you can have that, Chris, or... I thought I'd go old school, my man. This is Usher, My Boo.
It's too early for
part
this.
Part two. What do you mean it's too early for this, man?
Music.
Tune. Yeah. But this is when I used to drive around in my mum's red Corsa.
Oh, baller.
Window down. It would be freezing, but the heater would be up.
All over North Hertfordshire.
Yeah, oh, good times.
Okay. Lots of you blurring that out in a Corsa.
You can just picture it, can't you?
Yeah, with the chain on.
Going to Top Golf.
Those terrible clothes you used to wear. Okay, Chris, what are you going for?
I'm going to have to go for Scott.
What?
Yes. He's back.
He's back! 11 coffees, Ricky Lake on play. But late at night when I'm feeling blue, I sell my ass before I think of you. One.
The Birthday Girls are back. Hello. Hello. You obviously like podcasts. You've obviously got great taste. So why not listen to another podcast, Birthday Girls House Party, on BBC Sounds?
Birthday Girls House Party.
It's not just a random house party.
We've done pirates. We've done a surprise party. We've got comedy guests. Loads of comedy guests. We've had James Acaster.
Hello. Camille. How are you?
She kicked me out during the spelling test. Because she thought that I was going... This is too easy. But actually, I was a heavy breather.
So if you like the sound of that, please listen to Birthday Girls House Party, available now on BBC Sounds. One.
Now, I think that one was recorded... after Siobhan had gone to the toilet and never come back.
So where were we at with the lineup? Can you name it?
I think at that point we were Mucha, Keisha, Heidi.
Yes. Because Siobhan, right, Heidi, yeah.
Siobhan was like, yeah, all right, see you girls, I'm just going to the loo, won't be a sec. And then, of course, climbed out the window, never to be seen again.
Bizarre one to come back from a 10-0 loss. I'm going to have to go to VAR on that one. I'm making the sign.
What do you mean?
Stewards inquiry, please.
What do you mean? Are we really doing this?
Yes.
Okay. We've got it here in slow motion. Okay, Chris, what are you going for?
I'm going to have to go for Scott.
What?
Yes. He's back. Well, that was weird.
Wasn't as slow as I thought it would be, but yeah, he definitely said Scott.
Sounds like I've been on a large one at Echo Falls.
Look, that, That's incredible. Whatever you've done there to make that slow motion replay producer, Will, can we just keep it? Because
okay, Chris, what are you going for? What are you going for?
This will be great tomorrow after the Brits, even if people have been absolutely fine. We'll put this effect on them.
Okay, Chris, what are you going for? Scott Mills. Last time we spoke to our listener from Pontypridd, Nicole, we came up with the idea that she should interview some famous people.
Oh my God, no, if you do that, I will give you money.
We haven't sorted it yet.
Like, but we're just wondering what angle.
Oh,
I mean, what we could do, it doesn't have to be pop stars or YouTubers. We could go down the politics route, for example. We could get you to interview, I don't know, Theresa May, Jeremy Corbyn.
I don't know. No, I don't do politics.
No? Fine.
No.
Okay.
Donald Trump, no?
No.
I mean, I would love to hear that.
Oh, me interview Donald Trump?
Yeah. Then we moved it on with this idea. If we call you back soon, maybe like later this week, and like come up with a list of like maybe like 10 people that you'd love to interview.
Okay, I'll have a good think.
Where are you working at the moment? You sound like you're wrapping things. You an elf? What is it?
Yeah.
Well, it's great to speak to you again, Nicole. that wasn't a denial.
Right, good to speak to you, Nicole. We'll call you later in the week. Make that list. Oh, I love her. She's made the list, and you'll hear it in 10 minutes. Radio 1. Tune of the week, come in, and Little Monster, Raw Blood. Here's our listener, Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So have you done a list?
Yeah, I haven't got 10, or I've only got a few.
That's okay, you don't need to have 10. You don't want to fill 3 spaces with people you don't want to interview. Although it might be funny to see you interview someone you hate. It's a different spin on it, you know?
Okay, so in your ideal world, who would you love to chat with?
Eamon Holmes.
Yes.
He's number one on the list, right?
He's number one on the list, yeah.
Why?
I just really like him. I don't know, I just really like him.
You're not going to get a rough ride there either, are you? It'll be a pleasant interview.
Yeah, I really like him. He's so warm and so cosy. I comment on his Instagram, well, not now, but like before. I used to comment on his Instagram photos.
Do you follow his wife as well?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No. I'm only an Eamon fan.
You sound quite bitter. Is Eamon the ideal man, would you say?
What to go out with?
Yeah. Well, sort of snog, marry, avoid situation. He's the marry, isn't he, really?
He's the marry, yeah.
In most people's
snog
answers.
Him. I couldn't.
No. No. But you'd marry him?
I would marry him, yeah. Only if you asked me.
Okay.
Get this, Nicole. He's got new hips as well.
I know it all.
Okay, so we've got Eamon. Who's next on the list?
Philip Schofield.
Also on this morning.
Also on this morning.
There's a couple of themes going on
right
there. Gino! I love Gino! Oh, yeah, carry on.
So why Philip in particular?
Because I got him on Snapchat and he is the most funniest person I have on Snapchat.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, moving down the list, who's next?
Gemma Collins. Because she is just an idol.
An idol?
What are you laughing for?
She is quite idol. But what do you mean, an idol?
She's an idol.
What's your favourite thing that Gemma's ever done?
Oh. I can't say it. You know what I'm thinking.
Is it the falling through the floor? Do you remember on Big Brother when she wanted a blow dry?
The great thing about Gemma Collins wanting the blow dry is that for her to have a blow dry, she had to be willing to sacrifice hot water for the whole of the house. So none of the housemates could have hot water. And she thought that was a reasonable thing to do.
I'm going to play it to you now. It'll be your new favourite, Nicole, okay?
Guys, I know the right thing to do would be to not have this blow dry. You know the situation with me, yeah. So if I have it done, you ain't got to put up with the moaning, but I'm happy to boil kettle water all day.
Babe, we've had no
to keep you warm.
We've had no hot water and appliances before. It's not that big a deal.
So the entire house had to do without hot water because Gemma wanted a blow dry?
Oh my God, that's my type of girl.
She's an idol. Okay, so we've got Eamon Holmes, Philip Schofield, Gemma Collins. Who else?
Oh, Dragon's Den, Deborah Meaden.
Why?
Because I honestly, I'm not even lying, the three top shows I love is Dragon's Den, MasterChef, and This Morning.
Talk shows?
I love them. I'm a telly, I'm, you know, I like the telly.
Dragon's Den is great. I love.
No, honestly, I love Annie Dunai. I love Dragon's Den. I absolutely love Dragon's Den. I will watch it on my dinner on YouTube. Just something to watch. I was thinking of going on it, but I've got no, you know, plans.
What do you mean? Well, you no ideas.
Yeah, no ideas. Yeah.
Well, why would you go on it if you've got no ideas?
Well, I got to think of an idea, haven't I? And then I'll go on it.
Okay.
So very quickly, then, who else is on the list?
That's all I got.
Oh, that's everyone, is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's really good news, because if those really are the people you want to interview, we could actually sort that.
Oh. Lash.
Maybe we could do one a week if it goes well.
Yeah, because like I reckon we could easily get Eamon, Philip, Devin Meaden.
I'm actually going to cry.
And Gemma Collins.
Yeah, we could do one a week. Yeah. Nicole's list.
Just to practice, I wanted to interview you two.
Ah.
Like a practice run?
Like a practice run.
Okay.
Well, that could be interesting, because right, most of the time that we talk to you, we're asking you questions, aren't we?
Exactly. Turn the tables.
Mm.
As Adele says.
Does she?
Yeah, turning tables, isn't it? I won't let you.
Just chasing pavements, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no, right. I think you're right.
We've just questions.
We've just got it. You're right.
What is it?
Turning tables.
Bye.
Who's right, guys? Which one's right? Who's right? Me?
You. Yes, you're right. Adele, turning tables.
Can I ask you my three questions now?
Right, I'm going to... Okay, well, we'll do our practice run with you interviewing us after this. All right, wait there. Scott Mills. Nicole's with us. Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
All right, so we've got a list of people that Nicole wants to meet and interview, which are Eamon Holmes, Philip Schofield, Deborah Meaden, and Gemma Collins.
Yeah.
But as a practice, she wants to try some questions out on us. So, are you ready for this, Chris?
I'm ready.
Yep.
Three questions each. Right, number one.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
Chris, you go first.
Well, you're in control of this, Nicole, okay? So you decide the rules from here on in.
But see, this is a practice for when we get you to meet, like, an actual famous person like Eamon Holmes, right?
Okay, so welcome along. Yeah, hello, Nicole.
Hello, Chris. Are you okay?
Yes, yeah? I'm really good, thank you.
What have we been up to today, then?
Is this the interview so far?
No, this is not the interview. No,
Go straight to the interview.
Okay. Radio 1 wasn't your job, what job do you think you'd be in right now?
Brilliant question. I actually don't know. I'd like to... Do you know,
great answer.
But people will laugh at me for this, but I'd like to think that I would get into teaching or something like that.
What, primary?
Yeah, because I think working with kids would be wicked.
Yeah, not secondary school or secondary school children are horrible.
It's not even that. I just don't think I'd be clever enough to teach at that level, although you've still got to be very clever to teach at a primary school level, of course. But I just think I could get away with more mucking around.
Next one. What is your best memory intoxicated?
an amazing question.
Come on.
Okay,
this would be great. This would be a great one for Eamon.
Yeah,
I think. But I will answer it. My best memory, intoxicated. Oh my goodness, this is really difficult. Okay. Well, I remember a night out that I had when Watford had got through the playoffs. And I just remember being really, really, really happy. And I was in Oceania, Watford. And that's probably like my happiest memory of being in that moment there with all of my mates.
Oh, lovely. It's nothing better than being with all your friends.
But then I've had plenty of amazing moments in the situation you described with Scott.
Yeah.
And some of them are very happy moments as well.
We saw Craig David once, and then Chris fell in a bush. That was like one of our earliest times that we ever met.
Oh, that is a top memory actually. We'd seen him, yes, and went outside, and I was a little bit poorly, and Scott did look after me actually.
Just fell in a bush.
And fell in a bush.
Yeah. And final question for Chris.
What is your favourite day of the week and why?
Yeah, not as good, that question, but we'll go with it. I quite like...
Any stupid question?
No, they're good questions.
I quite like Wednesday for the Bumbaleo is good. Probably best day of the week is Thursday, because I'm starting to treat Thursday nights as the start to the weekend now, and I'm really embracing it.
Thursday, yeah.
I think my new favourite day of the week.
We all love a Thursday.
Because it doesn't really have to work anymore on a Friday, so...
Yeah, so I can sort of go for it on Thursday night. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Scott, your turn.
I'll tell you what, Nicole, we'll do the questions for me next.
This is Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Nicole, your first question to me, please.
If you were stranded on an island, who is the one person you wouldn't want to be stranded with?
Great. Wow. Great, great question.
Wouldn't want to be stranded with?
Wouldn't want to be stranded with.
And you want an honest answer here, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
That's a good question, Nicole.
Well, at Christmas time, we would always say Shaken Stevens, because you've got some kind of beef with him. Previous beef has included Danny Dyer as well.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it'd be a bit frosty on the island, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Actually, can I go for Danny Dyer?
Yeah, you can. Oh, okay.
I wouldn't sort of go into all that, reignite it all.
Do you like Danny Dyer?
What, the man or the girl?
The man.
He's done nothing wrong to me, not gonna lie.
All right. I mean, like, I'm not gonna restart any kind of beef, but
Should I cut that question out then?
No, it's all right. I just don't want to be on an island with him. Next question.
If you was to go on any reality TV show, what would it be?
Strictly Come Dancing.
You've done that?
Yeah.
I was watching you on it.
Were you?
Yeah.
That was a good one,
He was in the final, or no?
No.
Nowhere near. Love Island, you'd be good on there, wouldn't you, Scott? Because you're newly buffed.
Too fat. maybe The Jungle.
Really?
Yeah, would you do that?
I would do it if you would do it.
What, together?
Together, we'd go together.
Done, I'm there. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Next question.
What is the worst birthday present you ever received, and who was it from?
These are good questions.
I know.
I got some luggage scales once. That wasn't a highlight.
Luggage scales?
That's from your mum, wasn't it?
Yeah, don't say that. But yeah, it was from my mum. It wasn't the worst present. Oh, I know, a measuring jug.
Oh my God.
I know. What's your worst present?
What was my worst present?
Yeah.
Trip to Amsterdam, maybe with my ex. I don't know, maybe that.
A great present.
Have you ever opened anything, though, and been like, oh, this is rubbish, but I've got to pretend like it?
Yeah, a card with no money.
Yeah, you've always got to pretend on that one.
Yeah.
You do check the envelope as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Always got to make sure. Yeah.
I bought Reading tickets as well for my brother for his birthday.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Chris, the interview possibilities there are endless.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you going to be there?
Yeah, we probably will.
Yeah, potentially, yeah.
We do like to go.
But if you're there, we can meet up, you know, go a bit raving together.
Yeah.
Me, you, Scott, Dave Grohl.
Yeah, oh my God.
Dunt.
Do you know if you give me the Radio 1 address, could I send you flowers and chocolates? Just to say thank you.
Stop it, you're going to make me cry. I'm too tired for this. What do you mean?
Well, you're so nice, you know.
Yeah, but you don't need to reward us with flowers and chocolates. That's outrageous. Why? Well, we've just had you interviewing us for free. So if anything, it should be the other way around.
Oh, Nicole, you're my fave.
Aww.
But no need for the flowers and chocolates. Just having you on the radio is enough, to be honest.
Aww.
Listen, I thought it was a cracking first interview.
Yeah, really
and
good.
And also, I just think if we can link you up with some of these people, just 10 minutes or so... Mm. I think it could be good fun if you're up for it, and that's what you want
to do. I'm up for it. Right. But my favourite person would be Eamon Holmes.
Yeah. Right, okay.
I love that.
Noted that, and I've got the whole list here, so we're going to try and do a Nicole Meets, okay?
Brilliant. What, are you going now?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, I'm tired now.
Right,
I need
Nicole.
To go have my dinner.
Right, go and have your dinner, right? And I'm gonna contact Eamon Holmes ASAP.
Yes.
See you in a bit.
Ta-da.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. Grimmy's with you at 4 this afternoon. I'm guessing on the London Underground with him later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the traditional thing that we do is get the train together and I try and embarrass you on the way there by shouting things because it's always busy.
Yeah, it's like a pre-Brits tradition every year. And like, Scott Mills on the tube, man of the people. Not even remotely funny.
But the problem is you're wanting to arrive fashionably late today and I just don't believe in that sort of thing.
I'm waiting for Grimmy to finish his show and then I'll be there. Any luck with that? Chris started a really embarrassing WhatsApp group earlier, if you missed it, to a man that he hardly knows. He knows him a bit. Basically begging for a ticket to an after-show party tonight at the Brits.
Just needed one more.
The picture of Andy from Fire Festival documentary, if you know who that is.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
Sent that picture.
He really will
thought
do anything.
I'd get a more sort of banterous reply. Didn't happen.
No, the reply just says, lol. Scott Mills. On the show yesterday and today, we've been discussing how it can feel like you're in a relationship with a completely different person if they shave off their beard. Sally, your husband's threatening to shave, yes?
He's quite determined to shave off his beard. So we have a party arranged and we have decided to do a Peaky Blinders theme. And so he's had this beard for like many years and he's decided for this party he's going to go.
What, all off?
Yep, all off, and it's kind of divided the family.
Okay, but most importantly, how do you feel about it? Because you've been with a certain man and he's going to look totally different.
Yeah, I'm quite worried, if I'm honest.
Have you ever seen his chin?
Not for about 5 years.
So you know what he's going to look like?
Yes.
Oh, you see, my favourite is when people go out with people with a big old beard and then it goes and they don't even recognise the person anymore. And even in their intimate moments, it feels like they're cheating. Do you know what I mean? It's like being with someone totally new.
I understand that. I think that's how it's going to feel.
Oh, and that doesn't excite you?
I'd rather have my husband.
Well, it is the same person, Sally.
Yeah, but it's
I understand that.
Quite a big difference, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a big difference. We're going to have some family photos on that day, and basically, he's going to look like a stranger in the photos. So he's quite determined, and the more I push, the more he's like, "No, this is going to happen."
Yeah, I've seen this happen before as well, Scott. So you know, on the photos on your phone, on a lot of phones, it has facial recognition, so you can sort of group people.
Oh yeah,
when the beard goes,
he won't be able to get into his phone.
No, he's not going to be able to do it. And also, the photos won't recognise him. It'll be like, who's this? He got re-tagged.
Stranger? Scott Mills. Oh, hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Hi, it's Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris?
Oh, that's me.
Big night for you, mate.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. I'm out tonight for a few pints.
This isn't the Calvin Harris, is it?
I'm the one. I was born before him.
That must be really annoying when you were born before the famous Calvin Harris and had his name, and then he comes along and takes all the glory.
I know, you know, it's terrible, really, but never mind, eh?
And I'm guessing every day you get this problem.
Every day. People, you know, when I speak to people on the phone, what, the Calvin Harris? Say, no, he's got more money, but I'm better looking.
Better looking than Calvin Harris?
Aye.
I'm not saying this to be offensive, but are people often disappointed when you turn up?
Well, no, they're not, because they're getting me, aren't they? The real thing.
Yeah.
I ain't got to do it.
I just mean, if I heard Calvin Harris was coming to the club, you know what I mean? Like,
they do get disappointed, to be honest with you, yeah.
Where do you live, then?
I live in Scotland.
but not Scottish?
No, I'm from Nottingham originally.
Calvin, have a great night, OK? What are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm going out for a few drinks tonight, then at the weekend we're going off to celebrate my friend's birthday party in Blackpool.
How very Calvin Harris of you.
I know. Scott
Mills. Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 and another beautiful conception story at 1:40 on Where Do You Think They Were? Scott Mills.